Děkuji. A nyní poprosím oba ministry, aby zahájili tiskovou konferenci. Jako prvního poprosím ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky Karla Schwarzenberga, aby řekl několik slov.
And now I will ask both ministers to open the press conference. First, please, Mr. Schwarzenberg, open the conference.
Dámy a pánové, tak dneska jsem tady mohl uvítat ministra zahraničí palestinské samosprávy, s kterým už jsem se na několika jednáních mezinárodních setkal. A mezi tím jsme se dobře poznali a zpřátelili. A musím říct, že taky všechny záležitosti týkající se konfliktu ve Středním východu Izraele a palestinské samosprávy mě obzvláště zajímají.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to welcome the Minister of the Palestinian National Authority. We have already had the opportunity to meet, we have known each other well, and we are friends. First, I would like to say that I am very interested in the matters concerning Middle East and the Palestinian National Authority.
Jako Česká republika máme jistou výhodu, že máme velice dobré vztahy s oběma stranami a to doufáme také během našeho předsednictví využít. Ale já bych taky rád tady veřejně opakoval něco, co jsem řekl při obědu, že kdokoliv otevřenými očima projede území palestinské samosprávy, vidí tam ty problémy, které existují, tak ví, že je to černý úkol světové politiky a teď ovšem taky Evropské unie, abychom konečně umožnili lidem na tomto území žít tak normálním životem, jako to máme v Evropě. A proto každá návštěva mě ještě více motivuje v tom úsilí, abychom pokročili v procesu. Ať je to Annapolis proces, anebo jiný někdy i drobné kroky, které prospějí obyvatelstvu. A to je hlavní úkol taky, kterého se chci ujmout, abych v tom něco dosáhl.
The Czech Republic has the advantage because it has very good relationships with both sides. I hope that during the presidency of the Czech Republic of the European Union, we will be able to use these relationships. And I want to repeat here what I said during the lunch, that if you have a look at the situation of the PNA, you will clearly see that the main task of the global politics and also of the policy of the European Union is to finally allow people in this region to live a normal life like in Europe. This visit motivates me to work hard further on the process in this region or to make at least some steps that would lead to the improvement. And I take this as my main task.
Chápu naprosto, že vás více bude zajímat, co bude říkat můj host, a tudíž mu rád teď předal slovo, ale myslím, že spolupráce je nastartovaná dobře. Naše rozvojové projekty na palestinském území pokračují. Pan ministr mi taky vyjádřil spokojenost s tím. Prostě člověka velice potěší, když někam přijede a vidí, že opravdu jsme aspoň na malém území v části a přece jenom velice uspěli. A když člověk viděl vděčnost lidí tam, tak sobě přikouším, i když je ostřílený starý kozák jako já, velice dojat.
I understand that you are more interested in the words of my guests, So I will now give the floor to him. But before that, I would like to say that our cooperation has started very well, and that the development of the situation in this territory continues well. The minister also expressed satisfaction with the situation, and we are very pleased that we have achieved some success in this territory. And when you go there and when you see the people, you can see that they are very grateful for that.
Well, Carl, thank you very much for inviting me to come to this beautiful city and to meet with you in preparation for the Czech Republic presidency of the European Union that will start January the 1st, 2009. We are putting a lot of emphasis on the leadership and the presidency of Czech Republic during the first half of 2009, and we do believe that Czech Republic, with its wisdom, leadership, commitment, they will lead the way through and will help both sides, Israel and Palestine, to achieve the peace agreement that they have strived for years to achieve in the past. You have witnessed that we have signed a memorandum of understanding for political consultation, and I think this is just the beginning in order to open up possibilities to discuss and to look for ways to improve our bilateral relations on many other sectors. We have discussed through our meeting and through the lunch different prospects of bilateral relations to further our bilateral relations in the best way possible. We have had good meetings in the past. We are acquainted with each other. We have received Carl in Palestine before, and we have met in many other occasions. So we consider ourselves friends and two men who are committed to peace in the region, and I do rely on his commitment, sincere commitment, to achieve that peace in our region the moment that Czech Republic will take up the presidency of the European Union starting January 1st. We have discussed in our meeting everything related to our bilateral relations. We have discussed projects that Czech Republic has been financing and supporting in Palestine, in particular when it comes to energy, solar energy, when it comes to electricity, when it comes to water, when it comes also to training for the Palestinian police, when it comes to many other aspects. I think this is a very important reflection to the deep commitment of Czech Republic to build and to help build the important institutions in Palestine towards the creation of an independent Palestinian state. We appreciate very much such help, and we look forward to increase that help in 2009 in order really to help us to achieve the objectives that we have really aspired to achieve. Once again, I would like to thank you, Carl, for giving me this opportunity, and we have really had excellent discussions, excellent working relations. I'm coming out of this meeting hopeful that the time that will come and the next 6 months will be very useful, very fruitful, and very productive. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Minister. Dámy a pánové, nyní můžete klást své otázky. Ladies and gentlemen, please now ask your questions. Česká televize, Czech TV.
Jakub Santo, Czech Television. Your Excellency, Foreign Minister, my question is, before the Czech presidency of the European Union starts, we still have some months to come, and there have been some goals till the end of this year that were set earlier. Are you now in the troubled situation now in the Middle East? Are you still hopeful that some kind of final agreement, or at least pre-final agreement, may be reached before the end of the year, as it was decided or at least hoped for by the current outgoing American administration? Thank you.
Well, as you know, that we are right now almost at the end of November, what's remaining of the year. is not going to be enough really in order really to be able to achieve a peace accord according to what was really agreed in Annapolis, that by the end of 2008 there will be a peace agreement between Israel and Palestine. This did not really happen, but what we have heard here and also in other circles within the European Union, that the European Union will be committed to continue its efforts to pursue peace between the Israelis and Palestinians, not only what's remaining of this year, but also beyond 2008 and 2009 and during the presidency of Czech Republic. That's why, you know, I have really invited my friend Karl to visit Palestine before the Czech presidency, and I'm hopeful that, you know, he will answer such an invitation in order for us to also look back into what we have really done and to prepare for the next presidency, at the same time to make it very clear to everybody that Czech Republic is very much committed before and during its presidency to the pursue peace in the region. We hope that during the Czech presidency there will be further efforts being really made, especially with the new American administration that will take office January 20th. As you are aware that we lack a central Israeli government for the time being. We have to wait until the Israeli elections February 10th and the formation of the new Israeli government. We hope that the new Israeli government will be a peace government that will reiterate and renew its commitment to peace with the Palestinians. And then, with the help of the EU and the leadership of Czech Republic and the new American administration, we can really continue the efforts that we have really had during the 2008, hoping by 2009 we'll be announcing the reach peace accord between Israel and Palestine and the establishment of an independent Palestinian state next to the state of Israel in peace and security.
Dáme, pánové, nějaká další otázka? Kdo se tady, ano.
Janíček, AP, Mr. Malky, Palestinian leaders have been urging European Union countries for a while to or for tighter controls of imports from Israeli West Bank settlements into the European Union. What's the status of the negotiations? And for the Czech foreign minister, what's the Czech position on this issue?
Okay. You are aware that the official EU position is that with this free trade agreement between Israel and the EU, and Palestine and the EU, that no products produced in settlements will be exported to the European Union and labeled as produced in Israel. I think this has been an issue that has been always discussed in the EU circles for a while and have been really contemplated in terms of what type of actions to be taken. Just recently, UK has taken a clear position regarding this issue, and we hope that the rest of the EU countries will follow suit regarding this position, because it's very important that since we have considered that settlements are illegal, and this is really the official position of the EU, then everything that's produced in such settlements are also has to be considered under the same title. So we are encouraged with this UK position, and we hope that this will be adopted by the rest of the European countries, since this will strengthen the commitment of all parties to the peace process, and also identify the ways how to achieve absolutely that.
Thank you.
Zaprvé budeme usilovat, o to jsem s panem ministrem už mluvil, aby vůbec ta smlouva mezi palestinskou samosprávou a Evropskou unie bylo umožněno opravdu, aby byla uplatněna, což jak známo toho času ještě není, budeme o tom s Izraelem mluvit. Za druhý jsem toho názoru, že každé označení má odpovídat pravdě a označení, které neodpovídá pravdě, nemá na evropském trhu co hledat.
First, I would like to say that both of us will strive for the agreement to be applied. We will talk about that further. And my opinion is that every term should reflect reality. If the term that is used does not reflect truth, it should not be present in the European Union at all.
Ještě další otázka, Česká televize, se ještě jenom. Czech Television.
Once again, sorry. Your Excellency, one more question. There is, of course, right now, as you mentioned, now there's a sort of a state of waiting. What's going to be, who's going to be in charge in Israel? Who's going to be, well, actually, we know who's going to be in charge of the White House, but what will be the future course? Well, meanwhile, also there's also a problem in the on the Palestinian side. Let's say there's still quite deep a division between Hamas and the PNA. So if in near future, and I think 2009 is still pretty ambitious for that, if there has been, there will have been some sort of an agreement reached, how do you plan to impose that in order to implement such an agreement for both, let's say, parts of the Palestinian territory currently divided? Thank you.
Well, as you are aware, you know, the division that, you know, exists right now between, geographically between West Bank and Gaza is a temporary division. No one really accepts that and no one really approves that. And we are really doing our utmost in order really to bring about reconciliation and unity between West Bank and Gaza and between the different Palestinian factions. This is really our priority, and we have stated that very clearly. President Mahmoud Abbas, personally, he is involved in this and committed himself and all the PNA to achieve that perspective. That's why we have really entrusted Egypt to do its efforts in order really to bring about reconciliation between the different factions. We have difficulties to bring about all the parties together, but the efforts has been renewed by Egypt to this regard. And the 26th of this month, there will be an emergency meeting of the Arab foreign ministers in the Arab League in Cairo in order really to look into this matter, to evaluate it, and to see what role the Arabs should really do collectively in order really to convince Hamas to attend the dialogue sessions and really to be positive towards the reconciliation between the different factions. This is extremely important, and we look forward to do that very soon. It's very clear that, you know, the PNA's position is in favor to end this, strive. And we do concern about the status of Gaza Strip in terms of the siege, in terms of really the humanitarian conditions. And we have been working very hard in order really to ease, you know, the living conditions in Gaza, and to lift completely the siege over, Gaza. This is really our utmost responsibility as a government of all the Palestinians and as an authority that really represents all the Palestinians. This is really something that we will continue doing in order really to achieve it, and we hope that we'll be able to achieve it, very soon, in order for the people in West Bank and Gaza to come back together as one family, and that the two parts of the country will be reunited again.
Thank you. Dámy a pánové, pokud není už další otázka, tak tisková konference končí. Přeji zbytek, hezký zbytek dne.